This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so here's where we are, going on 24 hours after President Obama's State of the Union last night. The he said, she said has been done. The fact-checking has been done. So maybe a little bit of, wait, what did that mean exactly is in order here. Two-thirds of that speech last night, plus or minus, was built around a theme, what the president called middle-class economics, which sounds appealing, I suppose, if, as I said, you can figure out what it means. From Washington, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going.
Ask just about anybody, and they'll tell you they're part of the middle class.
Certainly it is the label of choice.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief of Gallup. He says more than half of the people in their last survey said they were middle class. But there's more to it than just wealth or income.
So middle class seems to be a very comfortable place for Americans to put themselves.
Middle class is so comfy because it's squishy. There's no formal economic definition, so people define it themselves.
And that often means working, not relying on government. But it's really a nebulous concept.
That's Melissa Carney. She heads the Hamilton Project at the Brookings Institution. Carney says politicians love to talk about middle-class Americans, but it's hard to tailor government programs to them, precisely because there's no middle-class definition. Carney says as a result, President Obama's plan bleeds over to not-so-middle-class Americans.
Some of these tax benefits would extend to folks making, couples making $200,000.
Carney is talking about a tax credit for two-earner couples. Other parts of the president's plan mainly apply to low-income Americans, things like increasing the minimum wage and instituting paid sick days. The president's plan would have to be more targeted to reach people truly in the middle of the pack. Did he hit the target?
He threw a water balloon at it, and it splattered all over the place.
Sharon O'Halloran is a professor of political economy at Columbia University.
He saw a target, middle class, and just made a bunch of big sweeping proposals, which he thought would be appealing to them.
They won't be appealing to Congress, though. Still, O'Halloran says the president has set the stage for Democrats who want to make middle class economics part of the 2016 presidential race. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.